music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, we're back. Just about a few more minutes. I did want to take this call because we're going to switch a little bit in just about 5 minutes. So, Art, I wanted you to be here to see if we can talk to Mike, I believe, in South Carolina. Come on up. Come on up, Mike.
Good afternoon, Rick, Art. Yes. Very good information you're putting out right now. It's always good. What prompted me to call Rick was Kathy calling in. I've been kind of following her for the last year, year and a half, and the plight that she's been going through. And it's heartbreaking to see people have to fight. But here's what's happening. I had a friend of mine, 82 years old, went into the hospital in Knoxville, Tennessee, 2 days ago. And administration walked into his room, had him sign a waiver that said, in fact, since he's over 76 years old, that Medicare will not cover his hospital stay. I repeat, Medicare is not covering his hospital stay. Apparently that is the Obama death panel insignia right there. I was also informed this morning by some good sources that if you happen to live in Russia, if you make an equivalent 911 call, to get an ambulance, the first question they'll ask you is, are you 70 or older? If you are, you will die before that ambulance gets there. So I think we have a worldwide death panel in our midst right now. And I agree with you, Rick, that I think UN blue hats are probably what the globalists want on the ground to control everything. Anyway, keep up the good work, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Well, Art, you heard his lament, and basically it's the same thing we've been saying, essentially, isn't it?
Right. But also you said we have no money. For instance, I've heard cases where a guy is paying, before Obamacare, he was paying $300 a month, had a $3,000 deductible. Now he has a $1,300 a month payment, and he has a $13,000 deductible for health care. So virtually it's unusable. So somewhere in there, we got to find a balance. And what happened is this whole Obamacare thing got in the middle and just basically turned it into a tax for the IR, for the federal government. And healthcare had nothing to do with it. It was more of a way to get taxes. And that's why we don't see either side of Congress willing to give it up. And unfortunately, us in the middle who need healthcare are the ones, and the healthcare providers are the ones basically caught dealing with the mess that they created.
Well, yeah, and again, it's set to collapse. The whole system bankrupted. It's part of the New Deal progeny and the Great Society progeny, the Johnson administration, the whole beginning of Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security payments. And then they raided, as you know, the Social Security system, and they had the money a few years ago, and they took money right out of the system. And then that system is just one big constant debt creation and one transfer payment. And that's the idea. The only thing we live on right now in this country and have lived on for many, many, many decades is debt. And who do we owe the debt to? Who do we pay the interest to? Is it the Armenian? Is it the Arabs? Is it Iran? No. Again, we're talking about the same synagogue of Satan. Right. All of these years, we cannot avoid it any longer. That's why you constantly hear about Holocausts and all kinds of new movies. It's a perpetual lie that we must be kept under the rug, under the radar, to regurgitate the spoon-fed propaganda while the raiders, are raiding everything and taking everything that's left in the cupboard. And this is how they keep you under their control. The club. Right. It's the club of propaganda. Yes, go ahead.
But you can actually see who actually this is. The debt's being paid, the interest is being paid to the Federal Reserve Bank. Who owns the Federal Reserve Bank? J.P. Morgan, you know, Bank of America, Citibank, on down the line.
It's
there.
A conglomerate, yes. I understand, right. Yeah.
Now, the Federal Reserve Bank is composed of 12 regional chapters in the state in the United States.
Uh-huh.
If you go look at those regional chapters and you've noticed the board of directors on each one of those 12 divisions, mm-hmm. and you'll notice most of them are executive officers of major U.S. corporations, you can see who you're actually paying the money to, okay?
Yeah.
So it's not as hard as you think, and I put that on a website, noplaceforcorruption.com, so people could actually see who's really receiving this money. You know, it's mm-hmm. the GEs of the world as an example. The only one they didn't show who's actually receiving the money is the Federal Reserve Bank chapter of up in San Francisco. They have that one shut down. I would imagine it's the Zuckerbergs, you know, the Larry Ellisons of Oracle that are actually getting the money. So if you want to know who's getting the money, that's all going out the door. Just look who's basically a billionaire and is a board member of a regional Federal Reserve Bank.
Mm-hmm. So they're really raking in the big bucks, aren't they? Huh?
Right, right.
Okay, good. Well, I just wanted to sum up on that point. We have our next guest coming up, and it's a very fascinating topic. Listen in if you can, Art. In the meantime, noplaceforcorruption.com. It's been a very good, productive session. Thank you. God bless, and hope to talk to you next week. All righty?
You too. Have a great day.
All right, Art. Thanks again. Okay, folks, and we have some time coming up before our next break, obviously. So we're going to introduce at this point our next guest, and I believe it's Simon Roach from South Africa, and he is here in the United States for a couple of months tour. He's telling us about a new project that actually goes back, I guess, a couple of decades. It's called the Suitlanders, and here in the United States, to talk about similar civil defense organizational efforts to prepare, that is, to make preparations for a major civil war, racial in particular, but also economic and military style as well. So I believe we have him right now, and I'd like to say hello, Simon.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. Are you okay as well?
Yes, I am. Thank you. I would just like to apologize in advance if the audio quality is not as good as it should be. I've just come out of a presentation that ran a lot longer than it should have, and so we're in the motor car, and I hope that the audio quality is not too bad.
No, it's quite audible to me. I can hear you very well. You know, I'm happy you came on, and thank Monica Stone for recommending you. We've had Deirdre Fields on in the past and others who have been trying to warn Americans about what is going to befall this country, because it's already happened in South Africa. And I want you to just begin to sum up the extensive information that you sent me in preparation to talk about the Suitlanders and to talk about this whole civil defense pact and what led up to it in the last couple of decades. Go ahead.
Well, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rick, I thought that I'd interrupted you. Rick, the Suitlanders is a South African organization, as you rightly said, a civil defense organization constituted under international law, under the provisions of international law, for civil defense organization, and we are devoted to protecting white people in the event of a race-based civil war in South Africa, for which we are preparing right now. Numerous things are happening, which we can speak about during the course of the program, that lead us to believe that we are not 1 minute too early. We expect a severe conflagration in our country shortly. We are a Christian conservative organization in ethos, not necessarily legally, you know, under international law, we're just a civil defense organization, but we're fundamentally Christian, conservative, Caucasians devoted to the safeguarding the welfare of our women and children in this forthcoming civil war.
Yeah, you and others have been able to put your glasses on and see without too much effort, too much eye strain to see what has been planned for white genocide in South Africa, you know, and what has happened in Rhodesia. It is a genocidal, tribalistic cabal that is well-financed and well-armed through the ANC government and others. These military groups, paramilitary, whatever you want to call them in the South African context, but they are working with the government and with other factions, tribal factions, to drive out what is left now of the white population, which would end them as well. You know, they seem to be quite typically short-sighted, I guess. They don't realize that when the whites leave and all of the culture is totally destroyed, their economic state, their political state, their physical state, healthcare, everything will be, I believe, from what I've read, will be vanquished. They don't understand that, though, do they?
There's no two ways about it. So that's 100% correct. But there is a certain mentality which says that it's better to have 100% of 10 than 10% of a million. In other words, that it's better to be the boss of very little than mm-hmm. to be surrounded by equals sharing very much. And this is a phenomenon which everybody who is listening to your program will be aware of, a phenomenon that exists in certain cultures, and it has been manifest or realized in the Congo, in Tanzania, Malawi, many, many different places, and we see things headed that way. You know, just after the transition to democracy, as it's generally referred to when Nelson Mandela's African National Congress took power in South Africa, our founder, a man by the name of Gustav Müller, who had been in military intelligence, so was adept in the fields of risk analysis and scenario planning, foresaw that ultimately there would be a crisis in South Africa because it would only possibly head in one direction. And so he founded our organization with a very long-term view of preparing for what we are confronted by today.
Yes, yes, I read some of that. You might want to tell us what he did foresee and what he advocated as planning for self-defense.
He foresaw that in South Africa, the Marxist government, and people must remember that Nelson Mandela, for example, remained a clandestinely remained a member of the Central Committee of the South African Communist Party up until the day of his death, as was revealed by his peers some weeks after he died. It all came out. So he foresaw that this was a very Marxist driven organization, the ANC. He foresaw that white people in South Africa would be the greatest obstacle to these Marxists having absolute power, total control over everything. And he foresaw that the white people of South Africa, being about 8% of the population, 8.5% of the population, as opposed to, let's say, 2% or 1% or 0.5%, would resist that. In other words, that they wouldn't be able to ride roughshod over us. And that would turn into a crisis. They wouldn't be able to get their own way. There would be resistance, and it would turn into a severe crisis. And he believed that the wise thing to do would be to establish an organization under the aegis of international law, which would permit us to organize and prepare a long time in advance. Now, a very interesting thing happened, Rick. You know, under South African law, you may not have a solely white organization. You can't.
Likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
I've been walking a tightrope between fact and fiction. Been wrestling with demons in small bottle prisons. Been talking to sinners who claim to be Christian. Been shouting at leaders who claim to be listening. And the pendulum swings from the left to the right. Its momentum increases the need for the fight. Like a moment of blindness and a lifetime of sight. And I am caught somewhere in the middle. I saw a president blind to the needs of his people. Saw a camel that passed through the eye of a needle. Saw a group of old men whose money was evil. Saw a cross breaking free from the cage of a steeple. Saw beggars and cripples dying in squalor. A son whose sins had exceeded his father. Saw a nation of sleepers whose dreams were forgotten. And a bushel of apples from a tree that was rising. And a pendulum swings from the left to the right. Its momentum increases the need for the fight. Like a blindfold when it's time to walk toward the light. And I am lost somewhere in the middle. I heard the echo of suffering in the valley of laughter. Heard the rumble of earthquakes far under the water. I heard a court jester whose fork tongue was twisted. It told us of dangers that never existed. Heard voices that claim to be moral and righteous, whose lies and deceit were all dark and contagious. Heard talk of a country that valued its freedom. When I protested, I was arrested and
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Baby inside her, I looked, but there wasn't a safe place to hide her. I met an old man with a face like a mirror. He showed me his sadness so I could see clearer. I met an arrogant leader. Robs us and cheats us, pretends that his orders come directly from Jesus. When he sends out our children to strange foreign soil, to kill for the right to monopolize oil. I'm raising my voice, yes, the house of derision. The murders of freedom with short-sighted vision. I'll sing a new song about civilization. And the palace of wisdom, and the death of a nation. I lift up the veil that's hiding the holy. Remind all the people the change happens slowly. I scream out a name to the
American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor. And for some, there is no choice. But again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yours looks better. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, and Art is with us. His website, noplaceforcorruption.com. And I want to take a call here now from Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill. You're next on the program.
Yeah, hi, Rick and Art. Art, I have my Board of Election candidate biographies, and I'm sure the election is over already, for the Pennsylvania School Teachers Retirement Fund. All three of them look pretty bad, but in one case here, Leonard A. Hurd retired in 2006 from the School District of Philadelphia. He was principal at William Penn, some other lower positions. Okay, Mr. Hurd is a board member of Absalom Jones Foundation, serves as vice president National Freedom Day Association, and is Grand Master of the Prince Hall Masons of Pennsylvania. So I wonder if you comment on that. And then the other thing, that DeVos individual that Trump appointed as Secretary of Education, she's very much in favor of charter schools and all of that business. So I'm sure you've got a comment on that.
All right, good questions. Art, go ahead.
Right.
All right, with respect to Hurd, I haven't researched him. The big player in schools in Pennsylvania is Jim Nevels of the Swarthmore Investment Group, who was the head of the Philadelphia School Reform System, the SRCs. And he also became the leader of the Federal Reserve Bank, the Philadelphia chapter. He's now the board of directors of the Hershey Foundation with all the scandals going there. He's a power broker. It's Bucks County Republican Party, buckscop.org, that is controlling this, working very closely with the Annenberg Foundation that are pushing No Child Left Behind and pushing all these charter schools. It is directly connected to organized crime. As one example, K12.com, they're doing really good here in Pennsylvania. And who's the owner of that? Convicted felon Michael Milliken. So with respect to the pension funds, that's a real good issue there. I mean, me being a taxpayer, you know, it's like, hey, I don't want to be paying for fraud. But at the same time, it's got to be balanced. And it's kind of ridiculous that people who don't have much of a retirement fund themselves got to be paying for somebody else's. So something's got to give with respect to a negotiation there.
And divorce? What about divorce? Yeah.
Divorce, I'm really concerned about. You know, Miss Amway, who mm-hmm. basically got into defense contracting. Yeah. It's very interesting to see what their – I didn't research their background. But, you know, knowing the charter schools and the whole thing is directly being pushed by the Annenberg Foundation and the syndicate – what is her role and how this is all playing out? That's what I'd like to see.
Well, the DeVos family, you know, they did have quite a, as you mentioned, Amway for years, the company, Richard DeVos and his family, and they were very successful capitalists. They were very, very much.
Well, she may fade away.
Of course, they always managed to stay at the top of the ladder, and they did own radio stations for a while and so forth. But I think that, you know, Trump is very savvy in selecting these names of people. But whether they'll, you know, work to fruition or whether any of them will appear this year, we'll have to wait and see. But, hey, you know what? We're out of time. Bill, thank you for your call. I'm sorry for the lesser amount of time this week, Art, but God willing, we'll do it again next week, okay, if we have time.
You got it. Thank you. Right. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you all. And God willing, we will see you next week, and thank you all.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.